released an album recently.
Oh yeah, which one?
American Football.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. All their albums are self-titled, which is definitely an interesting move. So this is LP3, what people call it. They're a 90s math rock emo group from the Midwest. So, you know, I'm from the heartland. That's got to give me a few points. they really, really did change emo as a subculture and a genre. So they came back a couple years ago with like an album.
Mm.
It seemed like B-sides of their first, but like older. I don't know. It just wasn't anything super new.
Yeah.
But this one's really cool. I'm a big fan, yeah.
Well, do you have a song that you would like to hear off of it?
I think the one that would be best to be played right now might be Uncomfortably Numb, which features Hayley Williams of Paramore fame.
Oh,
yeah,
very
if any
cool.
of you were pop-punk middle schoolers like me.
Well, it's perfect that you brought up new music because it's officially 9 p.m., so that means that it is the MD Radio Hour. It is no longer highly recommended with Mellow Max.
Oh.
It is still highly recommended, but now it is the MD Music Hour, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford. And we got DJ Snapple Facts.
Which,
Mellow Max. And, yeah. So that's what's happening. We do new music. Next week we'll be listening to an interview with Bronze Radio Returns, done by one of our very own DJs. Exciting.
Yeah.
Met up with them before the show.
Cool.
And interviewed them.
That's
borrowed
awesome.
Recording device from Tish.
Wow.
They have a pretty good range, actually.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We've, for Melisma Magazine, borrowed cameras in the past when we've had, it's been difficult to get the, we own a camera as a club, but it's been difficult to get it to people when shows are really close to each other. And yeah, it's a good way to do it. They got good stuff. Be aware of your resources here at Tufts if you are a student listening in.
Absolutely. It's important to be resourceful.
Indeed.
Anyway, Uncomfortably, because the song's ending, so
yeah,
I'm just gonna
make it happen.
So far, so good.
Okay.
But I'm just gonna let this play.
I blamed my father in my youth.
Well, thank you for showing us that, Sid. That was very cool. A little gem from the Midwest, just like you.
Oh, wow. I didn't expect to be blushing.
I didn't expect to make you blush.
Oh.
Right now, mm-hmm. coming up next, we have a new single released by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, a teaser from their new album, which is going to be called Fishing for Fishies. Ooh. It is like, you know, a typical King Gizzard album, but it has an environmental friendly theme.
How does one make an album that is environmentally friendly? Or is it just about the
environment? Their song Fishing for Fishies is kind of about, like, they go out fishing, but then they just end up, like, hanging out with the fish and being friends.
Word. Like the sharks in Finding Nemo. Yeah, the fish are friends, not food.
Yeah.
In a sense.
I mean, in a sense, because they went in there, like, ready to eat those fish.
It was only the one of them, and they had to hold them back.
I wonder how that would look watching it now.
Do you think that's some kind of social commentary? Is that what you mean?
Potentially. Could it be skewed as such in the modern...
It could be. It could be read that way. It might be a little bit of a stretch, but... I've never taken a class with him, but I've been told a big part of the literary theory of Lee Edelman, who's a professor here at Tufts, is at least in the way that he teaches classes, that if a reading can be made and argumentatively defended, then it's a legitimate reading. It doesn't have to coincide much with, let's say, like, the artist's intention of what they set out to create. It might be a factor, but you can really make any reading, and if you can defend it, you can defend it. Which makes sense for the film noir genre especially, which I think he specializes in.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a bit of a tangent.
I liked it. Okay. It was yeah. Good facts. Yeah. Good Snapple facts.
Snapple facts, that's what I'm here for. Unashamed.
Unashamed. No, there's... I agree with that. Like... Mm. Nothing is unprovable if you can argue it well. I mean, not nothing. No, I take that back.
Let's not go full alternative facts here.
No, I meant literature.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're facts are facts.
Yeah. I see what you mean. I tend to agree, I think.
Yeah.
How have you felt about the new King Gizzard project?
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
They released a single a couple months ago, which was called Psy Boogie, like a cyborg boogie.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of songs with boogie in the title. I'm just going to type it in. They've got... let me look at just King Gizzard songs. Otherwise, there really are a lot of songs with boogie in it. They have Boogeyman Sam, uh-huh. Cutthroat Boogie, Psy Boogie, Plastic Boogie, and The Bitter Boogie.
Do you think all of them have a kind of dance-y sound to them?
Dance-y?
Like, would you dance to those songs?
No.
Because I figure if you're going to put boogie in the name of your song, it's
kind of misleading.
There are some dancey King Gizzard songs, though.
Oh, yeah.
At least on Flying Microtonal Banana.
Oh, yeah. No, they have a lot of fairly dancey songs. They're amazing live. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see them at least once this summer.
Incredible.
They're hitting Philadelphia. Oh, that's last, but they're not going to Boston, which I'm bummed about, but they're going to New Hampshire. Exactly. And then they're playing Summer Stage in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I'm absolutely going to.
Awesome.
And then there's another one. Maybe that one's in Philly. But it's all within driving distance. We'll see.
Cool. I wish the best.
Might want to hit all three. Definitely at least one.
Yeah. In case you weren't hearing the outro for this song, the two lines that keep repeating say, The king of all alone, heir apparent to the throne.
Whoa.
Just sad. The whole album is like kind of about being an adult and a dad now, but still being mad at your dad from your rebellious phase, but being older and self-aware about it.
Wow.
If that's an album you're looking for, then...
That's a pretty emo album.
Yeah. It
certainly is. Well, coming up next is going to be Boogeyman Sam, the new King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard song. It was... Oh. Ooh, yeah. I'm up to date on one thing. This was released earlier today.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
this is real fresh for...
Yeah. For March 28th. And it has, how many, 56,000 listens, not bad, views.
Word.
So I'm going to give this a play. Let's see how it is.
Let's make it happen.
that was good bird sounds. I really like those bird sounds. They were... What's that? Oh, I know what that is. That's the next song we're going to listen to.
Oh, tell us about it.
This is, I got an email today. I think I recognize, no, it's playing. This is from St. Michael. He makes art rock out of Melbourne, Australia, and he's sending us his new single.
How do you make music out of Melbourne, Australia?
How do you make music out of Melbourne, Australia? I make it out of...
That don't make no sense.
Magic. Logical fantasy is organized chaos with jagged crescendos, dense vocal harmonies, and atmospheric soundscapes all within 3.5 minutes.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So he sent me a file. And does that look like a familiar...
Like person pointing at a thing? Like the drawing, you mean?
Yeah, I think I've seen this drawing before. The album art.
It doesn't... to be honest with you, it doesn't look familiar to me.
Anyway. Here is... Logical Fantasy. Well, my computer is not letting me sign into my my email account, which is very, very rude. So I will have to play it off my phone. So it'll be a little bit more awkward. Excuse me if there's any little mishaps like that one that we just had. Anyway, that was just Saint Michael with Logical Fantasy, and coming up next, we're listening to Above and Below. They are... it didn't really tell me much about them, but their album cover has an astronaut. That sounds cool. Let's see how they sound. Hey, Sid.
Yeah?
Let me, I just don't know if I want to listen to trap music.
Why do you have to listen to trap music?
This song is just, I mean, yeah. Grab some headphones. Yeah, like... That's kind of... could be cool. No. I'm going to say... hard no.
Oh, this is
yeah, no, that's a lot.
I'm honestly, it's a little embarrassing.
I keep forgetting to put on your mic. So sorry.
I was just speaking into the void.
You were.
But I struggle to differentiate electronic subgenre sometimes. Is that dubstep?
That would likely be dubstep. Yeah.
Okay.
I expected it to be trap based on the beat at the beginning.
Because it does a little fast and everything, but it also like rolls off and then does something very not trappy.
That was funky.
So that's why I was hesitant, because I was like, what kind of song is this gonna be? Not that I don't like trap, I love trap.
Yes.
But I was intrigued to see if it was gonna be some kind of trap blend with something, but no, it was a dubstep song.
I guess you never know, really. That's now, the magic of...
If any listeners want to call in with a suggestion for a movie to watch, we are looking for them.
Indeed, we are.
We're thinking in the category of Kung Fu movie, Spaghetti Western, or Blaxploitation film. Those are the genres. If you have a good movie in one of those, please call in. We'll can we give someone a shout out if they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you can call in at 855-915-9636. I am.
Wow.
Yeah, it's on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little secret. Georgia just said that she can give us baby movies.
Baby movies.
Yeah, like movies about babies.
Like Baby's Day Out. Is that an example of a baby movie?
I don't know.
Georgia, is that an example of a baby movie?
We'd like to know more. Thank you for joining in on the conversation. If you'd like, you can call in. That could be fun.
Do you know what's a great show that I haven't thought about in a while?
What show is that?
Psych. The show where he's like a Sherlock Holmes type, but like his secret is that he pretends to be a psychic.
That's fun.
It's a fun concept for like a detective show, I guess.
Yeah,
and it's got some good comedy and some fun characters. From what I can remember, it's been a long time since I've watched Psych. Please just don't take my word on it. I do remember enjoying it when I was younger. Oh, it's got Dual Hill, the guy from West Wing.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
I'm having trouble locating. Mm-hmm. Let's see this one. This one looks... oh, where's the music streaming link?
Should I read another PSA?
Yes, absolutely, actually.
Okay. Here are some numbers to think about regarding the worldwide cost of American healthcare. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. These are kind of old numbers. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare, that means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just medical costs of 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the planet's population. These are just some numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Tufts Educational Radio. You heard it first here.
Yeah. Interesting.
Indeed. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Can
I ask, and this isn't about any specific PSA in here, but what does no kill mean at the top right of a PSA in this?
No kill, I believe that means never take it out of the binder.
Oh.
It is not a seasonal PSA.
Oh, some of these are seasonal.
I think so. Interesting. I'm not sure how it works.
So you over time you'd accumulate a lot of no kills.
Yes. Yes. Most of them are. I don't know how we do the PSAs.
Fair enough.
Yeah. There's a bunch recorded on the computer as well, which is fun. Anyway, here is our next new song. It is Castle by Carol.
My love. betraying me. A brash collision without sympathy. And maybe when the sun goes down,
to change them is a sin. She smiles.
Hello again, everybody. That was a nice little set. We just had a song by Atomic Swindlers. I'm not quite sure what it was because, again, I have to do this off of my phone, unfortunately. Susan Jolie was the song by Atomic Swindlers. Susan Jolie.
It's spelled like Angelina Jolie.
How would you spell Angelina Jolie?
I asked that not quite knowing, to be completely honest with you. I believe J-O-L-I-E.
Then yes.
Incredible.
The very same way. Indeed.
I'm looking at an old meme on the wall here. That's a dead meme.
Oh, I know.
That's
I think I commented on it last time. Yeah. Yeah. That's been there a while.
When was the wall painted? When were the walls painted? Or are they just sort of added to over time?
They've added to it over time. I don't know when they did the murals. Like, sometime in the last 10 years, I think.
So what's the possibility of that changing during our stay at Tufts? The dead meme being what I'm referring to, not the wall overall.
Oh, no, it's been there since before I got here.
No, but, like, do you think someone's going to paint over it? Is that something that happens?
Most of the time, people don't really paint over things.
They just add.
Yeah.
All right, we're
yeah, it's a very respectful space.
Yeah.
And there is plenty of open spots.
Yeah, yeah. Like, especially in the sky and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not an issue. Plus, there's more wall to paint.
Oh, you can't write on that wall.
What about that
but,
one?
But, yeah, you can write on that.
It'd be, like, around the record thingy, though.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
If it grew further down, I mean.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Never even thought of that.
Make all the wall mural.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know
no.
why that... Oh, I think that... No, in Studio A, you can only write on the mural. You're not allowed to write on the white walls in Studio
A.
Got it.
So the mural's kind of a good way to know you can write on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Word.
Oh, I can't even imagine how much it smelled like paint in here after the mural was done.
Oh my god, I'm sure, yeah. I really like the landscapes on that wall, especially. I don't know why. The colors are really nice.
It's a wild
that sunset.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Is that... Whoa. Is that water?
I think so.
Oh my god, that looks beautiful.
That's a weird bridge. There's no support.
Yeah, there's supports.
Is there?
Yeah, they're like arches. Maybe it's just your angle?
I thought those are just people.
No, those would be...
I don't see where it connects.
I'll tell you what. I'm just gonna stand up and point it out.
Okay, yeah. No. I see them.
Yeah.
I just... It's not touching the bridge. It's a white bridge. Oh, okay. All I saw was the road. And I was like, why is there that awkward, weird white spot?
It's confusing because, yeah, between the arches, there should be paint.
There should be more water, yeah.
It needs to get darker. Oh, but the sunset is up where the bridge is. So what do you put under?
The bridge should be in shadow. It should be a very dark bridge.
The bridge should be in shadow. Yes. You figured it out, Max.
And then you could have light coming through from the tunnels, the arches.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
You'd have to paint over stuff to do that.
You would.
But I think that's an addition that's faithful to the artist's original intention.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like when Car Seat Headrest re-released Twin Fantasy, but like not recorded on a MacBook Pro, because the original Twin Fantasy was.
I think I heard about that.
Yeah.
How was the re-release?
A lot of people who got into Car Seat Headrest because he was a lo-fi artist didn't like it because it just didn't have a lo-fi quality to it anymore. The people who liked him, I think, as an indie rock artist, I guess I'd call him, probably liked it a lot. According to him, it's what he wanted to make. It's the album he wanted to make.
Interesting.
Between the two. But, yeah, so that's kind of the thought there is on it.
Have you been to any good concerts lately?
I went to Car Seat Headrest. He was in Boston about a month-ish ago. Yeah, that's, I think, the only really recent one. Okay, I'm gonna won't name any names, but a certain it rhymes with Cress Berector for the band Better Oblivion Community Center, which is a great project, by the way, between Phoebe Bridgers of her album Stranger in the Alps and also Boy Genius fame, and the guy from Bright Highs, what's his name again?
I don't know.
Okay, this is it's Connor Oberst. Brain figured it out.
There we go.
Yeah, and it's their project together, and they released an album recently, and it is quite good. I like it. If you like indie folksy rock, any of what Phoebe Bridgers and Connor Oberst have done, it's kind of a cool mix of their two styles. But I was supposed to cover them for Melisma tonight.
Right.
They told us you're set, you're coming. They invited us for a press, so we were like, yes, definitely, I wanted it, so we took it. But they decided late this afternoon was a good time to email the Melisma email and tell us, sorry, our press list filled up, we do not have space for Melisma magazine anymore.
Tragic.
So I'm mad at this man. That's sorry, my rant for all the listeners.
Oh well.
Yeah.
They don't deserve you.
That's very nice of you to say. Thank you.
Well, we have a new song coming up. It's called Forbidding Colors. It's by William Bertel. It has 581 views on the YouTube. So let's... I'm curious. Let's see how it is.
Naked ghost crowd in ocean waves of TV files on channel 70. Men with makeup dressed like little girls in the studio, framed up in a grave. Nostalgia's a drug, nostalgia's a poison.
Hello, friends. Well, it's that time again, and it's Small Cactus Hour time with DJ Tolstoy. And right now we're listening to Free by Alberto Rigoni. And the drummer... he did the drums for King Gizzard in their most recent tour.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, thank you very much for tuning in. It has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for joining me, DJ Snapple Facts.
That is me. Thank you for having me, DJ Mellow Max.
My pleasure.
It's been a while.
It has.
It's always a good time.
Yes.